We need some rain. Pat Dumoulin is on a phone line. She's a farmer from Hampshire, Illinois. Pat, how are you?
I am super, thank you.
Well, you sound pretty good for going through a drought. What's the situation?
Well, I'm going to start right from the beginning. We had an absolutely beautiful winter. We got a lot of snow early, and we kept it. And as a result, the ground frost only went about 4, maybe 5 inches into the ground.
Okay.
And so as I looked at that winter, I thought, wow, we are going to have flooding up the wazoo. And because of that little bit of frost, it went out of the ground, and that snow just melted in so nicely. So it put a great subsoil down there with moisture. So then along came spring, and for the first time in my life, and I saw 50 years, probably 30-some years ago, so I'm no child. And it was the most beautiful spring we had. There wasn't a puddle out in that field or out
right,
in the field.
Right.
And we finished planting corn on the 26th of April.
What would Never be what's typical, all, Matt? What's typical, Pat?
Pardon me?
What's a typical year for you to finish up your corn?
Oh, wow. May. We don't start usually. Maybe sometimes we'd start at the end of April, but we were finished by the 26th. And we thought, wow, this is just great. And then, of course, we got a few rains, and then things kind of dried up for us.
Yeah.
And we are now about 8.5 inches below normal rainfall from January of this year.
Now, listen, I jumped a little ahead of myself, or I didn't get the background. Tell me about your farm. How many acres? What do you grow?
Well, we grow corn and pigs and grandchildren.
Figs?
Yes, we're hog producers.
Oh, pigs. I thought you said figs, Pat. I thought, no. How the heck are you growing figs?
No, corn, pigs, and grandchildren.
Which grows the fastest?
The grandchildren cost us the much, of course.
Okay, so how many acres?
We have about 750 acres.
Okay.
We grow all corn because we feed all our corn to our pigs. And then we buy probably another 600,000-700,000 bushels of corn.
So you're not selling your corn on the market at all. You're keeping it for
not
your pig farm. Okay.
Nope. The corn is an input to us, not a cash flow.
And so what we got through the showers a little bit in the spring, and no, you're 8.5 inches down. So what do the fields look like now?
Well, it's amazing, but the corn, in the last 5-6 days, it's beginning to show a little stress. It's kind of rolling to preserve moisture during the day. But I'm telling you, that corn is still growing like a weed during the night. But it is showing. It is showing a little stress, and so are the beans. And normally, we probably would be tousling or beginning to tousle in northern Illinois here about the 10th of July. But I don't think we're going to make it this year. You know the old saying about knee-high by the 4th of July?
Yeah, but it hasn't been that way for 50 years, though. Is it really going to be just knee-high this year?
Oh, no. We're way past knee-high.
Oh, good.
Knee-high.
Okay,
course,
good.
Of course, I'm not very big either, but it's past my knees a long time ago.
Well, what's this? You're part of this Golden Girls group, the farmers?
Oh, yes. Illinois Corn has a farmer in northern Illinois, way down south, and then in the east and in the west. And what we do is we go out every week, take a picture of your corn plant. Mine is called Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
My grandchildren said, "Grandma, why do you have Blanche?" I said, "That happened to be the last name that was available." So Blanche is my corn. And if you go on Illinois Corn Facebook, you can follow what the corn plant is doing in the extremes of the state of Illinois.
And so what are you hearing from us? I mean, well, I'll stick to your farm. So are you going to be okay if it stays this way, or are you going to lose the crop?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. God is a pretty good farmer. I just don't want him to blink too long before he sends us a shower. You know, we just had a graduation party here Saturday night. And I had a gentleman from the Northeast, I had guests from the South, and also from the West. Those three people both said they drove through really heavy rains with hail. And I thought, wow, we were very lucky. I mean, I want it rain, but I sure don't want hail.
Okay, so wait. I got that. All right. Yeah, I was tracking those storms on Saturday. I just want it from my backyard, Pat, and I keep missing the storms too. Okay, right. So you wouldn't resort to irrigating, right?
Oh no.
Okay.
No. So we'll come out okay. We'll come out okay. We're supposed to get rain. If you look at the weather, of course, the weatherman last night showed storms coming in tomorrow night. Now, that, of course, can change tonight when I see the weather report. But
well, is it the sort of thing that one storm or one line of thunderstorms is going to cure your ills?
Well, it'll certainly help it. If you take a look at your yard, you know, you are, our yards around here look like August yards.
Right, I know.
But you get a little shower, perk everything up again.
I talk to weathermen here probably three or four times a week, Pat, and I don't trust any of them any further than I can throw them.
Well, they're kind of like the economist. You know, the last paragraph in an economic article says, however, if something changes, everything else is up for grabs.
Well, listen, we just wanted to check in with the farmer to see how things are going, and I think your attitude is sunnier than your situation. So I certainly appreciate you joining us and talking about it, and we'll be out there doing our rain dances when we get off the show here, so you can have a little shower coming in. Yeah, they're saying what? Maybe overnight into Friday we could be getting some rain.
I hope so. And you know, when you head out to DeKalb, if you're coming down 72, once you get to Hampshire, the first road you turn right on is Walker Road, and we'd be delighted to share a cup of coffee with you.
All right, so that's it. Look at Walker Road off of Hampshire. Hey, are you watching the smoke out there?
Yes, wow. that was quite a deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was sad. But it sure was.
Good things, nobody was hurt.
Yep, so. You got that. All right, Pat, it was great to talk to you. Maybe we'll check in later, okay?
Okay, thanks a million, and have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.